It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
There seems to be a vast swing toward the letter of the law and away from the spirit of law in our society. People are more intent toward making sure that the law has been met legally than they are if the law has been met morally. I guess the deciding factor is that if one meets the law legally, then he cannot be punished, while failing to meet the law morally doesn't bring court action. A pretty good illustration of this happened in Memphis, Tennessee, some time ago. Willie Burton left home one morning to see an old, dirty, worn-out 1958 Dodge parked in front of his house. When he returned home from work late that evening, he noticed that the car was still there. And because it was nearly blocking his driveway, Mr. Burton called police. The police told Mr. Burton that, according to law, it was not sitting near enough to his driveway for them to ticket it. Mr. Burton then asked the police to move the car because he was afraid one of his two children might dart from behind the car and be struck by another automobile. But he was told by police that, according to the law, the car had to sit there for 5 days before it could be towed away. Mr. Burton was certain that the car had been abandoned, but he could not get it moved because of legal technicalities. The law set up to deal with the problem made the problem impossible to deal with. You know, there are several things like that in our world. Take the church, for instance. It's very easy to become a member of most local churches. But because of technicalities set up to protect one's relationship with the church, it's nearly impossible to keep an honest membership of the role. Most rules concerning membership in the church are set up to protect the membership and to make it meaningful. However, we have completely forgotten the spirit of those rules and have taken them legally. So if a person's name is on the church roll, he is legally a member of the church, even if he hasn't been in 20 years or given a dime during that time. The spirit of the rule, that the member be an asset to the church and to himself, is never taken into consideration. Only the legality of the rule. And legally, they're still members, but morally and spiritually, they're not. You know, this type of dealing with things has a very deadening effect on people. It can destroy the very thing we set out to protect. If you don't believe it, ask Willie Burton. The car sat in front of his house for 5 days, like the law said. But on the third day, Lisa Gale Burton, age 4, darted out from the car and was struck by another automobile. She was pronounced dead at the hospital. More important than the letter of the law is the spirit of the law, and the method in which we approach it often is a matter of life and death, spiritually as well as physically.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.